Robert Alamy is continuing to live in a fantasy land about what happened to him in Hawaii. Why Robert Alamy is still talking about what happened in Hawaii earlier this year, I do not know. He says he still has nightmares about running away from two men that were trying to kill him. He's referring to that infamous incident in January where he made up a story about being abducted after a drunken night out in Hawaii. Considering that he still sounds confused, let me make it very simple for Robert Alamy. Robert, mate, you walked out of a nightclub, you fell over because you were drunk, and you knocked yourself out. And yes, a few of your things were stolen, but you were not attacked and kidnapped. Never forget, Robert Alamy claimed he was put in the boot of a car and driven off. Today he has revealed he's had to see a psychologist over the ordeal. Give me a break, mate, you were caught out. No one believes you, so stop talking about it. It happened on the 16th of January, it's now the 8th of December, and you're still harping on about it. People stopped believing you in February. Around half of people were skeptics by April. By June, about 99% of people thought you were full of it. And here we are in the last month of the year. It's time to move on, Robert. You had a massive night on the source, you fell over, you bumped your head, you had a few things stolen, and then you lied about it. It's quite simple.